And now it's time for some of my team. First up is Bree. Bree has a fan fiction that takes Friends episodes and places Yu-Gi-Oh characters into the episodes. Sorry, Bree. So that's what's going on in this one. Take it away, Bree.
HTYT. Alright, this is a series of one-shots with the characters in various Friends episode scenarios. I got bored. Yugi.
I'm Monica.
Monica?!
Yummy. Why am I the one labeled the funny one?
HTYT. Because Joey is Joey, Tristan is Ross, and Serenity is Rachel.
Yummy. Who's Phoebe then?
HTYT. When it comes around to it, I'll choose.
The one where Yami and Yugi hook up. Yami lay in the bed to his and Joey's hotel room. Their friend Tristan, their best friend, was marrying a woman called T the next morning. And while Joey was in the hot tub with the other best man and a big bucket of strawberries, he didn't dare ask. He was alone in his jammies, watching The Big Bang Theory.
Mimicry! I enjoy mimicry. I've been working on Admiral Akbar from Return of the Jedi.
There was a knock at the door.
It's a trap!
Looking at the clock he brought along with him on the trip, he noticed it was 9:30. He wasn't expecting a visitor. He got off the bed and unlocked the door. Then opened it to his friend Yugi standing, a cocktail in one hand and a drink stirrer in the other.
Hey, Yami.
Hey, Yugi. What's up?
He replied, confused but happy to see him.
My mother was completely right. I will never get married, will I? Jeez. The guy at the bar thought I was Tristan's father,
Yugi said, sipping his drink with a sad look on his face. Yami waved him in the door, and the shorter stood opposite him.
By the way, nice jammies.
The man chuckled.
I wasn't expecting a visitor. Yugi, what you said before was utter crap. I mean, who wouldn't want you? You're sweet, kind, sensitive, funny.
He was cut off by a pair of downy soft lips on him. I was looking at the blushing face of his slightly drunk friend.
Yugi. Yami. How drunk are you? Because you and I just kissed.
He mumbled, still stunned by the intensity of the kiss.
Drunk enough that I know what I want, but not so drunk that you'd be taking advantage of me.
He replied, still slightly breathless.
Perfect balance.
The pair sunk down side by side on Yami's bed and kissed, more intensely. Only breaking when they needed air.
Yami, you know what is really weird? Us kissing. It didn't feel weird. I know.
A smirk appeared on Yugi's lips.
You're a great kisser, too.
A smirk equaling that of Yugi's cross his own now.
I've kissed more than a few people.
The pair drew into another lust-filled kiss, pulling covers over themselves and stripping under the sheets. When both were completely naked under the covers, they turned to each other, blushed, and lifted the sheets to look at the other. A moment later, they both looked back at each other's faces, and Yami was first to speak.
I think it's fairly safe to say, our friendship is effectively ruined.
Yami just shrugged and smirked again.
We weren't that close anyway.
Tristan burst into Yami's room the next morning with a look of happiness on his face.
I'm getting married today!
Yami, who was already up and laying in bed, just replied with a smile.
Morning, Tristan.
Before the brunette shot from the room once again to wake up his ex-girlfriend, who everyone knew he still had a big thing for. Yugi's head shot from under the covers just after his older brother closed the door behind him.
Do you think he knew I was here?
HTYT. There may be more.
The one with the turkey.
Loud crash.
HTYT, ducks behind Yami and Yugi, who are laughing their asses off.
Ishuzi! Please! Ishuzi! Please stop chugging stuff at me!
Ishuzi, throws plate.
I'm Phoebe!
Yami,
what's wrong with being Phoebe?
Ishuzi,
she's...
Can't think of a reason.
Ditsy!
HTYT, I wanted to put you as Phoebe! Then Mahad could be David if I do a one-shot of you and him. Ishuzi.
Okay.
HTYT. Or I was going to put you with May. I'll stare at Authoress, having mental images of her gravestone. HTYT.
I own nothing. I'm just trying to torture them.
Ashizu stared at her friend's head. Or at least where it should have been.
It's Grog!
Poor Ashizu had found her friend in her apartment. With a Thanksgiving turkey stuck on his head.
Plus, it smells really bad!
Of course it smells bad! You have your head up a turkey's ass! How did you get it stuck on your head in the first place?
I put it on the screen on, and it just didn't come off!
Suddenly, a key was heard turning in the lock of the door, and they wondered what the hell to do, finally settling to hide Joey's body and Jesus sprinkled herbs on the turkey. Yugi came in the door holding groceries in a bag.
Hi, Shizu. I will-
Oh my god! Who is that?!
Joey shut up, the legs of the dead bird jiggling comically.
It's a guy!
We have to get that turkey off! Because it has to feed 60 people at my parents' house tonight! And they're not gonna eat it off your head!
Yugi screamed, and then calmed down and grabbed the legs of the turkey.
Right, Ishizu, you help Joey pull. I'm gonna spread the legs as far wide as I can.
Muffled giggles came from the dead bird.
Joey, now is not the time!
All right.
Okay, now. 1, 2, 3!
Yugi lost his grip of the turkey's legs, and Joey nearly crashed into the door as it opened, revealing a shocked Yami, who yelped. Realizing he had succeeded in making his best friend jump, Joey began to dance. Pointing at the empty wall of the room.
Wrong way, Joey.
Yami smirked.
I know they're over there!
Joey then swiveled in the opposite direction, pointing at the fridge now, and began his dance all over again. Joey.
Spread the legs.
HTYT. Well, amusing you is my duty. Joey.
Duty. Duty.
Yugi. Joey will never grow up, but we love him anyway.
Okay.
This was fairly enjoyable.
No. No.
Yeah. Don't lie.
Okay. It was enjoyable, but she had a lot of problems on this, technical problems.
Okay, so, number one, Phoebe is in fact pronounced Phoebe.
Yes, that's one. I'll cross that off my list.
You completely missed We Weren't That Close Anyway, I believe, or something like that. Before the eh? That's right. Ishizu is spelled so that it is pronounced something more like Ishizu.
Right.
And then May is in fact pronounced Mai because her full name is Mai Valentine, and it's a pun.
I'm not taking the May one off. I'm not counting against her for that one.
Psh.
But Ishizu and Ishizu was not no good. On one line, you substituted the name Yami for Yugi. On Yugi, just shrugged. You pulled a Majin Buu. You changed the names around. Which changes the context of the story. Not as drastically as Majin Buu did last season, but that got him cut last season.
Yeah.
You gotta be very careful. Did not like the echo at all. Hated the TV sounds. It was mixed like a scene, and the effects a lot of times were louder than your voice, which was no good for me. I loved your voices. I liked your read. I think you do a great job with dialogue. I love your acting. You're a great actress. But part of this show is all the different challenges. And I feel like you failed really hard on the technical side of it this week. But it was still an enjoyable read. And I still love your acting.
Yeah. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this. But it is my cat who's about to attack.
Well, anyway. like to me, it's a shame if this gets her cut. Because I really think she's strong. But
I think that other people have messed up enough to the point where changing Yami and Yugi around like that is less of a problem because, well, I mean, at least Yami and Yugi inhabit the same body, right?
But still, it changes the... What I mean, it was a small... It wasn't as bad as the... It didn't change the context of the story as much as Majin Buu's did last season, but I still think that was a big mistake.
Right.
I don't know. What do you think? Do you have anything else you want to say about it?
No, I pretty much agree with what you said.
Alright. Done.